RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews The Legend of Tarzan, now playing in area theaters.
The Hollywood wheel completes another revolution at what once was is again. Tarzan stories have invaded theaters for close to 100 years now. Our grandparents are most familiar with Johnny Weissmuller's 12 Tarzan films beginning in 1932, and today's audiences probably only know Edgar Rice Burroughs' character from the 1999 Disney film. Updated to match modern sensibilities, directed by a Harry Potter alum, and starring Alexander Skarsgård's 8-pack abs, The Legend of Tarzan is throwaway summer fare, the cinematic equivalent of a quick airplane read. I am shocked director David Yates chose not to morph Tarzan swinging from vine to vine into 3D. It seems there is a new IMAX 3D extravaganza every week now, and Tarzan is just the kind of Warner Brothers adventure story to succumb to the frustrating technique. Three cheers to Mr. Yates for withholding the gimmicks and offering the reliable two dimensions. Shots of Tarzan traversing the jungle on land and through the treetops are intriguing enough without oversized, uncomfortable plastic glasses getting in the way. Screenwriters Adam Kozad and Craig Brewer dual-track the story. There is refined London gentleman Lord Greystoke, a.k.a. John Clayton, played by Skarsgård, urged to return to the Congo on a publicity tour by the Prime Minister. And there is flashback orphan boy raised by gorillas. We hit a flashback at just about every narrative turn when a sentence makes John remember his former life, or the story simply requires a blip to the past to show us how a building has changed, or why the main antagonist is so angry with John. The plot is a return story, with John and Jane, played by Margot Robbie, going back to their old life in the Congo to see how Belgian King Leopold's policies are impacting the mineral-rich environment and the native inhabitants. The dialogue hammers the 1880s history hard, with characters talking about the king's finances and Belgian colonization over and over again. George Washington Williams, played by Samuel L. Jackson, thrusts himself upon the return party as an American diplomat, keen to discover just how the Belgians are working with the native tribes and keeping their overhead so low. Certain shots are meant to ping contemporary feelings that would have blown right past 1930s audiences. There are boxcars full of elephant tusks, the horrors of killing animals for sport, altering the environment to extract resources, and even a joke about a pedophile priest. There was no environmental movement of much impact 80 years ago, and the ideas of animal and resource conservation were as foreign as any other current political concern. It's nice to see Tarzan keeping up with the times. King Leopold's man on the ground is Leon Rom, played by Christoph Waltz. Once again, Waltz plays a soft-spoken villain who enjoys talking his victims to death rather than physically hurting them. Think of his characters from Inglourious Basterds and Spectre. Rom could be their brother. Alternating action sequences have Rom kidnapping John and then kidnapping Jane, and floating Apocalypse Now style on a boat upriver to try and deliver everyone to Chief Mbonga, played by Jaiman Hunsu, a tribal chieftain with an axe to grind against Tarzan. Reimagining Tarzan from his early incarnations reminds me of the recent Lone Ranger remake with Johnny Depp and the Mask of Zorro update from the mid-90s. All the ingredients of the old story are here, with a handful of modern twists and smiles, but it comes across dry as toast. You can watch The Legend of Tarzan today and forget everything about it tomorrow. You certainly won't recall Skarsgård's acting. I'm not sure I have ever seen an actor that expressionless before. There is very little to recommend The Legend of Tarzan, but perhaps its highest quality is there are much worse action-adventure movies out there. That is why I give The Legend of Tarzan 2 out of 4 stars.
The Legend of Tarzan is rated PG-13, now playing at Cobb Tyrone Luxury 10, Regal Largo Mall 8, Park Place Stadium 16, Movico Sundial 19 in downtown St. Petersburg, and Cobb Countryside 12 Cinemas. RadioSt.Pete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit CharlieJewell.com.